When was the last time you finished a book? If you're like me, focusing for extended periods of time has gotten to be an uphill battle. Well, try paying attention for the next 10 minutes or so to these five big ideas from Attention Span, a groundbreaking way to restore balance, happiness, and productivity by Gloria Mark. Gloria is a professor in the Department of Informatics at the University of California, Irvine. And in her book, she offers a new framework to help explain how our brains function in the digital world, kinetic attention. Incorporating decades of research about how our attention and our minds have changed in the digital age, Gloria offers a new approach to help readers rediscover their ability to pay attention. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Gloria Mark. I'm a professor at the University of California, Irvine, and my book, Attention Span, A Groundbreaking Way to Restore Balance, Happiness, and Productivity, covers my research over the last two decades on how our attention and our minds have changed in the digital age. One of the surprising things I found is that our attention spans on our screens have been shrinking over the last 15 years. Let me share now my five insights about why people get distracted when using their devices, why they have trouble focusing, and how we can improve our ability to pay attention. Insight number one, use your precious attentional resources wisely. We have limited attentional resources. And you can think of this as your attentional capacity. Some things we do replenish our resources, you know, like taking breaks, getting a good night's sleep. But often when we use our devices, it can also drain our resources, sometimes pretty fast. Our attentional resources are finite and precious. One way we drain our resources is when we multitask. In other words, when we switch our attention to different things. My research shows that when people are on their computers and phones, they typically switch their attention from app to app, from task to task, from website to website, from screen to screen, and my research shows that they do so on average about every 47 seconds. This surprised me. We get tired when we switch our attention so fast. And in fact, the more tired we are, the more susceptible we are to getting distracted. Conserve your mental resources for important things by making sure to take a break and pull back before you get too exhausted. The best break of all is to go outside and take a walk in nature. Studies show that even a 20-minute walk in nature can help restore our attentional capacity, and it helps us generate new ideas. A good night's sleep is important. My research showed that as we accumulate sleep debt over days, we have fewer resources available to self-regulate. We become more and more susceptible to distractions, and we spend more time on lightweight activities like social media. So consider that you have a limited and precious tank of resources. Keep them replenished, and above all, use them wisely. Insight number two, we can leverage different types of attention to our benefit. The great writer Maya Angelou spoke about her big mind and her little mind. Her big mind was used for her deep thought when she wrote, but she would take a pause in her writing and used her little mind when she did simple activities like crossword puzzles. Both big mind and little mind work together in Angelou's writing process. Big mind was used for her focused hard work, and little mind was used for her to replenish, and then she could come back to her work refreshed. Attention is far more nuanced than just being focused and unfocused. When you're engaged with something and also challenged, then you're putting in some mental effort and you're focused. But if you're engaged in something and not at all challenged, like playing crossword puzzles or solitaire, then you're using what I call rote attention. It turns out that using rote attention makes people calm and happy when their mind is engaged with simple activities. A lot of great writers and scientists used rote activities, like gardening or simple puzzles, to step back from the hard work of focus. It helped them see their work with fresh eyes. Just like we have rhythms in our bodies, like our sleep and wake cycle, I also found in my research that there are rhythms over the day for when attention is at a peak. For most people, it's mid to late morning and also mid-afternoon. Get to know your own personal rhythm and when your peak focus time is. Save your most important tasks that require hard work and creativity for those peak times. And when you start feeling that your attention is waning, pull back and do some rote activity like Maya Angelou did to support her big mind. Insight number 3, we interrupt ourselves half the time. You probably know that algorithms can be quite sophisticated and are designed to capture your attention based on your personality or by tapping into basic emotions like fear. But it turns out that we can't blame our interruptions solely on algorithms or even other people. We are as likely to interrupt ourselves as to be interrupted by others. Now, a person might be working on, say, a report, and then without any external distractor, like a notification, they suddenly stop what they're doing and check their email or social media. Sound familiar? So interruptions can originate from within ourselves, and it happens often. There are a lot of reasons why we self-interrupt. If the task we're doing is too hard, or because we're bored, or maybe we have an urge, say, to check email, or to satisfy some curiosity that just popped up in our heads, or we have a memory to do something, or just out of habit. But sometimes we self-interrupt because we're just tired. The more exhausted you are, the harder it is to control your inner impulsive urges, and you self-interrupt. Sometimes we need to stop our work to take care of something, and there are better times than others to pause work, such as when you reach a breakpoint in your task, like when you finish writing a section. Don't self-interrupt in the middle of a task, because then it's extra hard to get back on track when you do. Be proactive. To self-interrupt at a breakpoint, take a nice break and replenish your attentional resources so that you don't work until you're exhausted. Insight number 4, you can develop agency to manage your attention. Albert Bandura was a social psychologist who grew up in a small town in northern Canada. His school was small with only 2 high school teachers, and he largely took control of his own education. He went on to become one of the most famous social psychologists of the last few decades. His homesteading experience inspired him to develop ways for people to gain self-efficacy, and many did successfully. You can also gain agency to control your attention and distraction in the digital world. There are a lot of things we do automatically, like checking email or social media or our phones. You can become more intentional in your actions by understanding the reasons why you check news or go to social media. Pause first and probe the reasons for your urge. This can help you become more conscious of your automatic actions, and you can then assess if you'll get value by going to these sites. You can also practice forethought, which means considering how your current actions will affect your life in the future, say even later in the day. Before you go to check the news, imagine then what your future self will be doing at 10 p.m. Will you be relaxing, reading your favorite book, or will you still be working on that deadline? Another thing you can do is to make sure you include what I call negative space into your day. The Japanese have an expression, yohaku no bi, which refers to the beauty of empty space. If you know the paintings of Jean Miró or the sculptures of Henry Bohr, these artists skillfully use the space surrounding objects in their artwork to set them off and enable them to shine. You can use the same idea. Don't just schedule tasks back to back. Design negative space into your day. Time that precedes and follows hard work. Ideally, you can use it for contemplation and to replenish your mental resources. With mental energy, your work can shine and you can focus better. Insight number 5, set a goal to maintain your well-being when you use your devices. The narrative of pushing ourselves to our limits has been in our American culture for a long time. For example, B.F. Skinner, the noted behaviorist psychologist, set his alarm clock to wake himself 4 times during the night so he could work. Our digital devices were invented to extend our human capabilities. We think we're doing more, but we're paying a price. My own research and other studies as well have shown how our use of tech, and especially the pressures associated with it, are linked to stress. We all want to be productive and accomplish great things, but we shouldn't do this at the expense of increasing stress to levels that affect our health. Let's step back and rethink where we're heading. Remember, our digital age is still young. It's younger than the fall of the Berlin Wall. Technological innovations happen at rapid fire speed, yet we're still learning how to cope with the technology. The human mind remains a bottleneck for handling all that information. So rather than continuing to push ourselves to our limits, let's instead give ourselves permission to pull back. Let's reframe how we use tech and set a goal in using it to maintain our well-being. We will be productive along the way. We are not doomed to have short attention spans. I am very optimistic that we can change our relationship with technology and we can make a cultural shift. After all, we've created the tech and we also have the power to shape the way we use it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Gloria. That was Gloria Mark with 5 Big Ideas from Attention Span, a groundbreaking way to restore balance, happiness, and productivity. If you can focus a bit longer, you might enjoy our book bite for Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention and How to Think Deeply Again by Johan Hari. I'm Michael Kovnat. Congratulations on paying attention for as long as you have. Have a great day.